This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tastes like victory. It's delicious. Oh, wow. Purdue wins 77-71 in Champaign, Illinois. Your Boilermakers have won their, 27th game on the season. They did it in a way that I love it when I'm surprised pleasantly. I'll eat crow when I'm wrong, and I thought Purdue was going to lose this game. And I'll tell you why I thought that Purdue was going to lose this game. I felt like, and I said this, I talked a little bit about this in the last pregame, that this would be a really good test of Purdue's will and their mettle to beat Illinois when you really don't have anything to play for other than pride, right? Because Purdue could still win the outright Big Ten title versus Wisconsin on senior night, but they showed out, man. And they scratched and clawed. They played poorly in the first half. They turned it on. It's weird to see Illinois actually caring enough to play defense, right? And that's kind of the biggest sign that this game was different for Illinois. They were playing defense, which they don't play defense against other teams. They really don't. In an ironic twist, the guy who's supposed to be the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year couldn't stop Edie at all. Couldn't stop him. Wasn't a speed bump. Was nothing but a laughing stock, which... it's great to see Coleman Hawkins with that happening to him. Let me thank my sponsors before I go any further because I'm impassioned right now. Thank you to the people that made this sweatshirt. Well, I got the people that made this sweatshirt. Homefield Apparel. Head over to homefieldapparel.com. Pick up a sweatshirt like this one, t-shirt. Enter Boiled 23 at checkout. Get 15% off first purchase. Homefield's got some new stuff coming too. They got some new NIL deals. And if you haven't checked them out in a bit, go do it because they got new stuff. Lots of you guys are on feeling like me, feeling pretty good tonight. It's great. But you know what makes me feel really, really good? A frosty cold beverage, a beer at AJ's. Head towards the fire station. Go in, ask for Adam. He probably is busy working the back. Probably won't be able to come out. But what they will bring out is burgers, beef, or beer. And then you can get, mercy, those pretzels, the mac and cheese bites. Literally, I don't think I've had anything there. Like I said, the waffle fries are so crispy with the cheddar cheese to dip. Let's go. EatAJ's.com. Order ahead before you go over there. Burgers, beef, and beer. It's AJ's. So, Purdue's good, okay? We all knew that. If you're watching this, you knew it. But what they did tonight was, they're talented, and they played one of the most athletic teams in America. They played a team that's very old. They played a team that had all the momentum going for them, and the national media had all but started to... you could already feel that Purdue had become yesterday's news to them. Purdue dropped this week in the polls down to third because they're not that good, right? And they shoved it right up Illinois' rear end. Almost went all in on that one, but I didn't. I love this win because I picked it wrong, but I love it because I can't stand Illinois fans on Twitter. I hope some of them came here. I hope they do because they're just dumb enough to do that. My goodness, some of the things they've been saying for the last few weeks have just been ridiculous. And their fearless leader when it comes to dumb posts on Twitter is their own guy, Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins is a very good player. If he would keep his mouth shut, if he would not tweet out stupid things at the wrong times, none of this would matter. There wouldn't be a story here. But he keeps stoking it. He has stoked it over and over. He has pissed off a lot of people. It's not just Purdue. Somebody said this before the game. They said, is it bad that I have fans from other schools telling me that they want Purdue to win? And you know why that is. Because they chirp all the time, nonstop. And they got what they got, what they asked for tonight. I mean, Brad Underwood, in the first part of the game, right, they were like, okay, we're gonna make Edie play through fouls. There's going to be a lot of double teams. And Purdue's players are left open, whether it was Lawyer, Jones, really Mason. I think Mason had a Gillis had a three in the first half, but they weren't making him pay. In the second half, every time Illinois would try to double in on Edie, Purdue made them pay. And they cut down an 8-point lead, I think, at halftime. I think it was 8 to nothing in like, what, a couple minutes? Purdue played a very good and complete second half. They didn't play a very good first half, but both teams were throwing haymakers at each other in the starting 10 minutes of that second half. And Purdue comes out on top because they got more juice. Plain and simple. They're a better team. If you look, again, I'll just stress this again. Many people have disparaged Purdue's athleticism, their ability to make plays, and rightfully so at times. It has looked like they don't have options, right? In the first half, it looked like that a little bit. In Illinois, on the other side, they've got thoroughbreds. They've got dudes on that team. And yet, when Purdue needed plays, it was that little 5'10 kid from Westfield making plays. It was Fletch Lawyer who, goodness, many people on this very website have been upset, flat out upset with Lawyer. Now, whether it was mental or he had an injury that he fought through, whatever he did the last two games, I hope everyone who said, you know, don't play Lawyer anymore, I hope everyone's backing off of that. Like I said, Purdue needs everybody to play. I want Colvin to get a chance too. And I want him to come in and rain fire on teams because you know he can. And I want Heidi to do what he did today. By the way, Domask, that's another guy. I didn't even mention him. Domask is so, gosh, my eyes itch, so very good at being crafty, being unconventional, backing guys down, finding ways to get through double teams on a late switch, whatever. And Heidi was incredible on defense. I think he was the only true answer Purdue had on Domask. I mean, goodness gracious. Guerriere, which, by the way, that's not how you should pronounce that name because it's a French name. That's why I struggle. I always say Guerriere. Guerriere, it's his name. He can pronounce it wrong. The dude was bombing Purdue in the first half, right? I think he was 3 for 4 in the first half. Second half, I don't know what he finished with, but it wasn't very good. Purdue changed defenses on him. Purdue was doing everything they could and did everything they played this. It was a lot like the Arizona game, right? It felt like the Arizona game because, similarly, Arizona's got guys that are older. They've got great athletes. They've got guys who can score. They play at a high pace. A little bit different this time, though, right? It wasn't really a high-paced game until the closing minutes. When the funny thing is, when Illinois wanted to get out and play at that rampant, fast, you know, like kind of getting hot, right? One play leading to another. When they tried to do that, Purdue beat them at that game. And the guy who was the catalyst at that point was Braden Smith. Sure, Edie's points. I think I'll look at his points. What do you have? 28 and 8, something like that. But Braden Smith, man, he looks like an All-American. That last three, the dagger that put Purdue away. For reference, last game, I think it was Gillis who put the dagger in Michigan State's heart. In this game, it's Smith. And that's the thing that's kind of special about this team is somebody steps up. Somebody steps up. There are multiple players that can do it, but they seem to have the ability to step up a lot differently than they did last year. Again, a lot of people, me included, we're looking for evidence that this was a different Purdue team from last year, right? Last year down the stretch, they lost 4 of 8. They lost the close games. This year, they win the close games. That's a huge difference. Next game, they already have the Big Ten title, the trophy. They've already got it. It was happened. Many of you guys were there the other night, but now it's theirs. It's only theirs. And then they can have just a little fun versus Wisconsin on senior night. That'll be a great game. Purdue wins 77-71. Purdue improves to 27-3. Let me look at the stats right now. Like I said, Purdue's big three, but you got to add Gillis and make it a 3+1. Edie, 28 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 2 block shots, One of those blocks was on Hawkins there in the closing minutes. That was a ton of fun. One thing that wasn't a ton of fun is Edie falling on his hip a couple times. Terrence Shin Jr. Had a drive where he looked like he was trying to draw the foul on Edie. And he kind of hoisted himself at him with about 4 minutes left, threw himself at him. And Shannon Jr. is put together. He's put together more like a, you know, like a slot receiver than a basketball player. And Edie felt that. And I think Edie, I don't know if he scored again in the game, to tell you the truth, because he missed a couple bunnies. I think he was feeling that. I think this is one of those days where, you know, like the courageous Kyle Filipowski from Duke was diagnosed as sore. And I said, when is Edie not sore after a game? This was a game Edie was sore. Because not only did he have Terrence Shannon Jr. throwing his body at him, Coleman Hawkins throwing his body at him, they had, what's his name? Hansberry. Knock off Tyler Hansbrough. He's a freshman. And he had 4 minutes, four fouls. Gutsy stuff there by Brad Underwood. So you had Edie with 28 points. Like I said, Braden Smith, 13 points, 6 assists, 2 steals. And he was 3-for-4 from 3. Awesome. Lawyer, 16 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 turnover. Here's the other thing. This is a really big stat. One of the guys on Twitter said this. Purdue dealt out as a team 20 assists. Illinois, just 9. Just 9. Purdue's main problem all year, when they're playing really poorly, they're turning the ball over. Today, 8 turnovers. Illinois has 12. In the first half, Illinois was beating Purdue on the glass, I think, at one point. Purdue ends the game, edging them out, 31 rebounds. But let's see, we'll look at the other stats. But the funny thing is, these stats are not indicative of how well Purdue played in the second half, because their three-point shooting was so bad in the first half. Let me get back to this. Mason Gillis, 10 points, 2-for-3 from deep, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And that's the other thing. Smith has been greedy, honestly, with the assists. He's kept them all to himself for big different games tonight. Let me just read this. Let's go down straight down the line. Why Purdue got those 20 assists. They get there from Edie getting 3, Smith getting 6, Lawyer getting 5, Jones getting 2, Gillis getting 4. Real team effort. Off the bench, you had first, he had to play in tough situations because it looked like Edie could have been in a little bit of foul trouble early in the first half. But Painter did something also. He did something with the lineup, which told me he was just trying to get guys mentally ready for a scenario. And that this game, he wanted to win the game, obviously. Paint wanted to win the game. But he had Edie and Smith out of the game at the same time. That doesn't happen too often, I don't think. And you guys can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments here in a second. I'm sure I'll hear from you. Purdue hits 56% of their three-pointers. And they did most of the work in the second half. Like you know, Purdue is one of the best teams. If not, I don't know. I don't think they're number one in the nation right now in three-point shooting, but they're right in the top three. They're number one in the Big Ten. Free throw shooting, 71% made. Illinois hit 81% of their free throws. And they went to the line more. So this is one of those games where Purdue always gets accused of home cooking and Edie gets a favorable whistle. This wasn't that game. This wasn't that game. And Illinois fans, if they're being real honest with themselves, the refs gave them everything they freaking wanted and it still didn't work. Still didn't work. Illinois goes to the free throw line 7 more times than Purdue. Illinois misses a lot of three-pointers. They go 4-for-16. And much of that's because Purdue was contesting everything. Purdue played very good defense. The defense that we had been kind of saying, I don't know. Purdue gets tested again with with ball-dominant guards, supremely athletic guards, and they rise to the occasion. Whether it was Smith, Lawyer, Jones, or Heidi, all those guys played great defense on ball. Even Gillis played great defense on ball. Let's go back to the comments. Again, thank you to all you guys who make this part of your post-game ritual. Really appreciate that. It's been fun all season. We're almost to the end, let's talk a little bit. Jim Ron is the first one. Says, hey, Boiler Dad, how are you? Chris Harder, he's awake for this one. That is awesome. What sweet juice we sipping tonight. Honestly, I just got water in here. The reason I did water is I just wanted my voice to get right. So, yeah, I didn't go with a brown. That's why I went with the metal cup, the boiled sports. We still have a couple of these in the in the store on the website. If you want to check that out. Okay, Alexander Jeselnik. By the way, I'm going to drink bourbon after the next victory, regardless of which one it is, which game. I'm not done with it for the season or anything, but I got a little allergy thing. Allergies already getting me, and I'm like allergic to everything, but they're already getting me. Jeff says Braden Curry. Yeah, he was bombed from deep. Robert Gill, great win. Chris R., boiler up. Any Illinois crying about free throw disparity tonight? Yeah, they'll find a way. Don't you worry about them. The Whale Ministry says break out the champagne in Champagne. Yeah, that's a great idea, and I think there will be some bubs being popped tonight, rightfully so. Jim Ron says big win. Purdue should go deep in the tourney. All aboard. Boy, I hope so, guys. Girls, now we can smell it. Now we can see it. I hope so. Let's see what their draw is. How that was affected by tonight's win. Should be very positive. Let's see. Brian T says Illinois looked like a Final Four team in the first half. They're really good. And they're a lot like, was it San Diego State last year, right? Had all those old experienced guards. They're a lot like that team. They're a lot like that. Well, they're not like Houston because they can score. Houston's not an offensive-minded team. They're a lot like that San Diego State team last year. Is that San Diego State who made the Final Four? I think I'm right. I think my brain's telling me the right thing. Gregory Hannon says, Lawyer seems to be all the way back. Thoughts? My thoughts are it was either a mental thing like a lack of confidence, or he was a little dinged up. And those can go hand in hand, right? Regardless. But he looks the part. He's playing loose. He's playing hard. I mean, if I wish one thing I could still wish, and I'm sure Fletch is tuning in tonight. I wish he could recognize that when he drives, when he gets around that first guy and he sees a power forward in front of him, he can't go over the top of him. He just can't do it. But still, he took some mean contact tonight from some dudes, and he played through it. Nita Beamer says, so proud of my Boilermakers for that second half. What a special team. Cherish it. Hammer down. We're Motor City Boiler. Beef House. If you don't know what the Beef House is, Purdue gets to go to the Beef House tonight. If you do know what the Beef House is, you know that's a big deal. That's an honor. They're going to eat well tonight. Joe Inslee, Beef House is halfway between West Lafayette and Champaign. And it's an old-school steakhouse. Gene Cady and Bruce Weber and co. Used to take the guys there after Illinois games, and Purdue definitely earned it tonight. Joe Inslee says, two different halves. Edie not doubled in the first half and dominated. Edie doubled in the second half, and the other guys delivered. If that isn't what Purdue pointed towards all during the offseason, being able to make the plays when given the opportunity, right? We saw the way the season ended last year. Guys not stepping up and making plays when Edie was being doubled or triple teamed. Hopefully this carries over. It should. It mentally should carry over a lot. Should carry a lot of weight. That's a good team. Illinois is very good. As much as I dislike their fans, Illinois is very good. Very good team. The clown on Peacock, by the way, in studio, a guy who said, this is Illinois' chance to prove they're clearly the better team before the game. And I was like, in what universe does tying a two-game series clearly prove you're the better team? First thing. Second thing, Purdue left no doubt tonight. But Brent Williams says, what classy Illinois fans. They're always the best. Alfred Dowd, my favorite listener-watcher, says, big win, Boiler Dowd. Thank you, Dad. Sam Lovejoy says, this team will remember this culture. This culture win forever is a big one. Boilermaker 63, great March practice both for the team and my mental fortitude. Yeah, I think it was a good test for all of us. I think it was. I was pretty nonchalant coming into this one because of my defeatist attitude. And it wasn't because I didn't think Purdue could beat Illinois. Is I didn't think they would beat them tonight. I was wrong. Again, I'll take my medicine. Jimmy Johns says, oh, that was a goodie. Sam Lovejoy, home field apparel. Yep. Melissa Hunt says, lack of defense couldn't happen to a greater guy. Yeah, he was trying. I mean, like, Melissa, you know he was trying his hardest. I just hope he had fun tonight. I hope Coleman had a good time. Sam Lovejoy, home field and AJs. That's what you do. Todd Schleister, Illinois are like the Tennessee of the Midwest. They like to run their mouth, but can't back it up. They're a good team. I'm not going to take it away from the team, but give it to their fans. Absolutely. They have earned it. They have earned it. Andy in Colorado, boiler up. Mohill 93, boiler up from unfriendly confines of Illinois. Let us know a little report in the comments after the game, Mohill, when you're back front home from your drive. Mohill 93 is a road warrior. He's not the only one. There are a lot of people that have really followed this team well. And thank you. Hats off to you guys for getting all these dubs this year. Greg Henning says, the only thing this game didn't have that I wanted was Hawkins losing his cool and drawing a tech. Yeah, you know what? He wasn't as mouthy as he usually is in this game, was he? Wonder why. Maybe you could feel it. Maybe you could feel he was on the court with a better team. Who knows? We won't ever hear him say that. Andrew Schultz says, love the Skeletor thumbnail, even more than Purdue holding University of Illinois at 71. If you don't know, Illinois had scored 90-plus, I think, in like four of their last five. They're great. They're an offensive juggernaut. So Purdue played Purdue defense. That's all there was to it. Joe Inslee says, Cam Heidi defense was huge. It was great. MHC says, what are we drinking? Just water tonight. Just water. I've got more bourbon coming later. Just water tonight. Brian T says, I'm optimistic about the NCAA tournament. First time this season. Cheers. That's awesome. That's good to feel that way. I got to get through the first weekend before I can feel any peace. I'll be honest. I just showed a little bit of my cards, but I got to get through the first weekend. The round of 32 terrifies me. The round of 64 doesn't scare me at all. I think, like Jay and I talked about weeks ago, I think the team that's in the way of them will be pulverized in that round of 64. The round of 32 I'm scared of for multiple reasons. 8-9 teams are always good. Always good. And they always have a chip on their shoulder because they were almost good all season. So usually they're athletic. Usually they have a guy on the team that was supposed to be really good, like a either a transfer, a McDonald's All-American that came in and everybody thought they were going to be great and they never got over the hump. It just feels like that's what 8-9s are. A second round. Regardless, we'll find out about the matchups, obviously, in the next coming week. Let's see. Motor City Boiler said, yelled boiled 23 at AJ's. Only good stuff happened, I'm sure, after that. Andy in Colorado says, hope we have 4 years of Braden, but if he keeps playing like this. I tell you what, my opinion on this has changed so drastically just in the last few weeks. I was sure Braden Smith is a four-year guy, and now I'm not so sure. I did a comparison on Twitter is it Travis Ford? Ford from Texas. They're like the same guy. Look it up on college basketball stats. Height and weight are the same. Statistics, output, they're the same. Ford left after his sophomore year. And Ford was an All-American. Kevin Pass says this is one of the biggest wins in Paint's career. This win psychologically moves us up another level. Beautiful undercurrent to the whole year. Purdue stones, guts, and moxie. Yeah, this was big stones tonight. Big stones. Step into a hostile environment. Tough place to play. Played huge. Nathan Dolan says, Purdue's beaten every ranked team they've played. Love stuff in the Illini tonight on their senior night. Boiler up. Have too much energy right now. Yeah, that's a really good point. The fact that every challenger that has been ranked, every team that Purdue has come into and they've said, this Purdue can't match up with this team. I mean, I told you, I remember that Arizona game more than anyone. This one felt a lot like that one coming in. And that was in Indianapolis. This is in Champaign. Purdue rises to the occasion. That's all there is to it. Sadly, I think they haven't played their best basketball the last few games, but they really reminded the nation who they are tonight. Gregory Henning says, agreed, Heidi was great on D. Ed Albany says, yay you. Gerald Huff, can't believe they're one game away from 17 freaking conference wins. Never been done before. Finish your business versus Wisconsin, fellas. That's a team that I'm not. It's another team in the Big Ten. I try to figure out who do I like in the Big Ten, in all fairness. Who do I like in the Big Ten? There are certain coaches that I can deal with that are okay. Greg Garden isn't one of them. He's not a guy that I like. I don't like Wisconsin. Melissa Hunt says, that might be the best game I've seen all year. It's up there. It's up there. Winning on the road is so hard. It's so hard in the Big Ten. Winning against a really good team is even harder. Illinois is really good. Really good. I'm not going to take anything away from the team. I think you can say whatever you want about their fans, but I'm not going to take anything away from that team. Motor City Bullion says tonight they were great, not just good. Sam Lovejoy, Heidi has great hand-eye coordination. Okay. Let's see. Judith Johnson, what a win. Right on. Brock Stepler, there's a lot to take away from this game. The biggest thing for me is job Smith did versus Shannon. Great defensive effort versus him. He was the guy everyone talked about not being there the first game. Yep, the media really poured it on that that narrative that this team was so different with Terrence Shannon Jr. and Purdue wouldn't be able to match up with them, and they did a great job versus Terrence Shannon Jr. He is an incredible athlete. I compare him to Westbrook. He's a guy that has incredible explosiveness. His first step is ridiculous. He plays above the rim, and Purdue found a way. How many points did he end with? I'm going to look at that real quickly. Shannon had 11 points. Very pedestrian. Very pedestrian. And he's been tearing teams up the last few games. I think he had a 35-point game like last game or two games ago. It's not that he's not playing well. Purdue took him out of his rhythm. Brian T says our boys won in honor of LBD's decision tonight. Yep, that's it. That's right. If you don't know, LBD made his announcement. If you haven't seen it on this very channel, check it out. Big deal. We had an exclusive here at Boiled Sports. All right. Ryan Hyatt says sure felt like an LBD boost. Yeah, I think so. I think that was the LBD bump, right? I think that's true. No doubt about it. Crimson Permanent Assurance says Illinois has been a paper tiger all year. Tons of talent. Can't finish premier games. I felt better against them tonight than I did against Sparty on Saturday. Michigan State can fight when they're in the corner. I don't think of Illinois as a paper tiger, but they have had this thing, right? And you're probably referencing this. My son talked about this. They had gotten this cycle where they get to 10th, then they'd lose and drop to 14th. Get to 10th, lose to 14th, right around there. Because they keep losing when they were tested, right? And it's part of the reason they're not up atop the Big Ten, because they didn't win the games they're supposed to, right? I think it's a good point. Sam Lovejoy says, I will say this 9 times. The ref that was under the basket 90% of the time was calling phantom calls to appease the foul deficit. The foul deficit thing, the foul count, so many coaches ask for an even foul count. Illinois does not deserve an even foul count tonight. I don't know what the total fouls were, but they brought guys in just to foul. It's like Michigan State did the same thing. You're not going to have an even foul count in games like that. Northwestern, Chris Collins, you're not going to have an even foul count in games like that. Good point. Jimmy Johns, Braden Smith is beyond clutch. Watching the growth over the past 16 months has been remarkable. Yep, he's a difference maker, no doubt about it. Let's see. Boilerman says Zach Edey shot 4 free throws tonight. Gosh, that's a good factoid. Mercy, 2 for 4 from the line, Edey. 4 free throws. Again, nothing. There's no place Illinois can complain about this game. There's none. They got what they wanted, and they still couldn't get the job done. Well done, Boilermakers. Well done. That's huge. Crimson Permanent Assurance says the Illinois crowd is too much. F Zach Edey chance. DUI when Gillis was at the line with the ball. Yeah, that was 3 years ago. They've got a guy who I would say did something worse than that. But Gillis has publicly taken his lumps. And that Illinois fans, that's like right there at the Maryland fans, though, before the game, F a guy, you know, like whatever. Okay. Evan Simarad says, couldn't watch the game, but looks to me like whoever guarded Shannon had themselves a hell of a defensive game. And it wasn't just one guy, but Jones, I think, had the assignment much of the night, I believe. Smith had him some of the night. Both of them played great. I mean, Lawyer gets the hell knocked out of him because he's so light. But every time I saw him on one of those, Rogers is good on Illinois. He's a beast. Guerriere is very, very good. Domask is very good. And Terrence Shannon Jr., very, very good players. All the way around, good players. And Purdue handled them. Great defense all the way around. Let's see, I'm going to go down a little bit here. Sorry to anybody I miss here. Let's see. JL says 20 assists. The team was huge. Heidi on the ball changed the game in the second half. Won't show the stat sheet, but those were fantastic minutes off the bench. Yeah, he it won't show in the stat sheet, what he said. Cheers to everyone. Nathan Dolance. Let's see. I want to get through everybody here. Make sure everybody that Big Time Boiler. How are you doing? Good to see you on here. What a win. What a game from Westfield's finest. Yeah, he was huge. He was huge. Thanks for sounding off. Good to see you. Adam P. says, every time Edie falls on the floor, I get flashbacks. I'm not even going to finish that one. Sorry, nothing against you, Adam, but I'm with you. And I don't even want to talk about a couple of thoughts that I've had just because I just don't want to do it. Not that I don't believe in luck and all that. I just, yeah. Purdue has had the same starting five every game. They talked about that before the game. That's an incredible, incredible testament to how tough this team is, because I'm sure their guys have been nicked up on different games. But yeah. Awesome. Awesome season. Great job for that starting five. Ryan Klipp says, glad the ice, get that ice clanking, ladies and gentlemen. What a night. Yep. I hope everybody joined along tonight. Judith Johnson says Edie is a warrior for sure. Let's see. I just lost all my comments. They just went away. Who's Johnny says, what a great game. And this was the best game of the year. So we're getting that vibe from a lot of you guys out there. Karen Gerlach says, team lawyer, congrats, Fletcher. Yeah, not a lot of people that are down on him the last two games because they can't. Northwoods build, LBD. You don't know who LBD is? Come on now. LBD is Little Boiler Dowd. That's my son. That's who LBD is. And LBD has been around here. So just for reference, he was 6 months old when Jay and Tim and I started Boiled Sports. There were three of us at that point. And Tim stopped writing because this is back when we wrote. He stopped writing. He just chose not to. And then it was just Jay and I. And we had Teddy Huff come on for a little while. And we had Evan came on for a little while. And there was a girl who came on for a little while. She made a pretty – she was an intern or whatever, a student she said something that wasn't great, and then she left. And then Michael, Anish, and Dave, I think Dave came first of those three. So, but LBD's been there through the whole thing, because he's my son, but he's 18 now. The site is old. LBD is old. LBD decided to, go to Purdue this week. So that's a big deal for me. Big deal for our family. John Roberts says, are we done needling Peacock now? Needing Peacock. Yeah. We done needing Peacock now? I don't know. I think so. For me, the problem is I keep it for IndyCar because I love IndyCar racing, and that's why I started it. And then when I saw these Big Ten games are going to be on there, I was like, dagnabbit. Guess I'm keeping you around for a little while, Peacock. Dan says, 5 straight wins versus Illinois. Their fans can't go. Man, that hurts, doesn't it? That one hurts. 5 straight. Nathan Anderson says, this is another Nathan Anderson says LBD is the BS analytics desk. Well, he's the real BS analytics desk. And I also have a tongue in cheek version. That's just stupid. It's me being dumb because I'm not really an analytics guy per se. I studied liberal arts. But he's going into data science in the Mitch Daniels School of Business, in case you're wondering. So, yeah, he's a lot smarter than his dad. Let's see. I think that's it. I think that's the place to end it tonight. Great, great showing by you all. Great showing by our Boilers tonight. Fun night. I was wrong. I'll say it again. I'll admit when I was wrong. I was wrong about this one. And I love it when I'm wrong about this type of thing, where I'm just kind of like, I just don't feel it, right? Everybody has those games, and it has nothing to do with anything other than gut feeling and me watching Illinois play really well the last few games. I'm like, okay, they're playing their best ball. They really need this one. They really want this one, and it's at home. Again, beating a team that is willful at home is so hard in college basketball. They wanted this game bad, and they are freaking talented. Painter outcoached Underwood, and Purdue outscrapped Illinois. They outscrapped them, and then they made shots when they need to, and water found its level in the second half. Purdue can shoot. Albuquerque Boilers says, great win, Boilers. My college roommate from Kerry Quad lives in Albuquerque, too. I'm sure you guys know each other. Karen Gerlach says, I was wrong, too, and never been so happy to be. Exactly. It feels pretty good in this case. Just admit you're wrong. Lean into it. And I was wrong. So, Andy Mesmer, LBD, maybe in Kerry Quad, got to be close to Mackey. Okay. He probably won't be in Kerry Quad. And I'm not going to give any more information out because I don't think I should. But he's not like you and I, Andy. He's got a better deal coming, I think, than Kerry Quad. And I loved Kerry, by the way. I lived Kerry for 3 years. Andy Mesmer and I lived in Kerry Quad together at the same time. We rolled in the same circles. We played basketball together. A couple other people on here probably were in that group too. So waffle gang till I die. And I mean it now. I've said I'm going to leave twice, but now I really, Kerry has a smell, says Kevin Past. Yes, it does. Kerry Quad does have a smell. There's no doubt about it. And Kerry Quad's so much better than it used to be. My freshman year room was so small and so warm. It was ridiculous. Yeah. So thank you to everyone for stopping by this feed, sounding off tonight, enjoying the community, being part of this thing, and rooting your Boilers to a victory. Purdue beats Illinois 77-71. Purdue gets the last laugh, like I said, and Purdue gets an outright Big Ten title earned in Champaign, in S. Hall, State Farm Center. Your Boilers are really good. God bless you. Hammer down. Talk to you soon. See ya.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.